This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel bombarded Gaza with artillery and airstrikes on Friday in response to a new barrage of rocket fire from the Hamas-run enclave, but stopped short of a ground offensive in the conflict that has now claimed more than 100 Palestinian lives. As the violence intensified, Israel said it was carrying out an attack in the Gaza Strip, although it later clarified there were no boots on the ground. Israeli security forces have also been scrambled to contain deadly riots between Jews and Arabs, and projectiles have been fired on Israel from Lebanon. The United Nations said the Security Council would meet on Sunday to address the conflict, while the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Washington was deeply concerned about the violence in the streets of Israel. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Thursday he is pressing for a halt to violence between Israelis and Palestinians, but U.S. officials say they are resigned to the conflict continuing for some days to come. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas seems unable or unwilling to rein in Hamas-led rocket attacks on Israeli targets, according to the U.S. State Department. President Joe Biden's administration says it has reached out to several regional Arab states to help get Hamas to stop the violence. Officials expect the violence is likely to continue, if not intensify, over the next couple of days. The U.S. pipeline network shut down by a cyber attack said Thursday it has restarted its entire network and resumed fuel deliveries to all markets, but gas stations up and down the East Coast are still facing shortages after a wave of panic buying. President Joe Biden hailed the good news and urged Americans to remain calm as supplies are restored. This is VOA.